us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are thank you indeed, O Lord our God, for watching over our life on Sunday evening. Thank your blessings on each and every one of us in the services from the Sunday school session through the morning and afternoon stroke evening. Thank you for watching over our lives, the students in their schools, the workers, the businessmen and women, travelers. We are grateful unto you for this grand opportunity again to come to your presence. Our Father and our God, we thank you for making a way for us from school, from place of work, from home, so Lord, to be here. Lord, we have not come just for coming sake. You bid us to come, Heavenly Father, and we look up to you for mercy and grace from above. Help us, Heavenly Father, that the song service that has gone forth, O Lord, is to prepare our hearts, Lord, for what you have in store for us this evening. May you help us, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Forgive us of every shortcomings. May every sin, O Lord, come under the blood. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the worshippers. Thank you for the officers at the post of duty, the instrument users, the computer operators, the engine operators, our brother in the broadcasting room there. We thank you. Those that are going to listen online, may we all be partakers together, Lord. Father, in the hour of prayer, may you meet with us, O Lord. May you help us, Heavenly Father, to be able to pray as we commit sins. Father God in heaven, one word from you means a lot to Lord our God in the soul of somebody. Just have your way. Have the preeminence, Lord. Help us, our Father. Be with our dear me, Heavenly Father, as we turn back home from Bakatari. Be with the saints of God across the nation and in other lands, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. May there be no feeble in our midst at the end of this service. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Genesis 22. Genesis 22. It's a familiar scripture. But the prophet takes it verse by verse, and we'll just start just verse 8 this evening. Verse 8. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. Amen. May the Lord bless this word this evening to our heart. Shall please be seated. We are grateful unto the Almighty God for this gathering again this evening. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a familiar scripture and a familiar text. The prophet takes this scripture to preach in several places and different titles he gave to the sermon. I want to look at this one, believing God or taking him at his word. May the Lord bless our soul. This is when God gave a test to our father, Abraham, after he has waited for 25 good years, waiting for the son of promise, Isaac, to be born. After he was born, he grew up to the age of, whatever you say sometimes, some places, we say 12, we say 13, we say 15 years of age. And God told him to double up, to go and sacrifice your son, your only son, whom you loved, for me on the mountain, which I'm going to show to you. And prophet made us to know that Abraham did not tell Sarah about this. He only told her that they were going to worship with the lad. And then he took some servants with him and the lad Isaac, and then they went. And Abraham made us to know that 3 days later, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the mountain that God has told him of. And then he told his servants, he said, you stay here. I and the lad, we are going up yonder to worship, and we will come back again. Praise be to God. While they were going, he packed the wood upon Isaac's head, and he took the knife, he threw the fire in his hand, and then they were going, and Isaac was suspicious. And he asked the father, "My father," he said, "here am I, my son." He said, "Here is the wood, and here is the fire and the knife, but where is the lamb?" And then Abraham told his son here that, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for sacrifice." And the both of them went together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want us to listen very well. May God help us in this little time we have before us. Now, the prophet made us to know here that now, Abraham didn't have any great cloud of witnesses like we have today. Praise the Lord. Because from the scripture in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible made us to know, gave us list of people of God of old time that took God at his word, believed God, and God's promise to them. Remember that whenever God made a promise, he can never fail. He never failed before, he will not fail today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Bible listed, after he spoke of Abel, spoke of Enoch, spoke of Noah, spoke of our father Abraham here, and the rest like that. They come down, then he made us to know that, you know, these people now, at the end of it all, in verse 12, in chapter 12, the Bible made us know that, having been, compassed with this cloud of witnesses. Thank you, my brother. Having been compassed with this cloud of witnesses, he said, "I'm sorry, I cannot be like that. Let me just turn to the scripture here." He said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Amen. Abraham, our father here, is an example to you and me today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Bible is not telling us here that Abraham didn't have any great cloud of witnesses like we have today. So because Abraham himself was a Chaldean. We all know the story of Abraham. He was an idol worshiper. From the land of Babylon, God foreknew Abraham before the foundation of the world. Among the people that came out of that confusion in Babylon, God Almighty saw a quality in Father Abraham by foreknowledge, by sovereign calling, sovereign election. God called Father Abraham among the bunch of people that came out of that confusion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember that his father was there, Lot was there, his other brothers were there, but God saw something in Abraham. And that's why the prophet made us to know this, that God, before the foundation of the world, he knew that when he would call Abraham, Abraham would respond. Praise be to God. Now, the prophet is now telling you and me here, and he was called out from among his... The title of the sermon is Believing God. Believing God, that's 1952, February 24, paragraph 63. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Now, the prophet is now telling you and me here how beautiful that is the Christian walk today. Amen. When God called our father Abraham, Abraham responded. come out from among your people. That is in chapter 12. And God has called Abraham to come out of among his people, from his father's house, from his kindred, no, from everything that all his associates. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when God called Abraham, Abraham responded. Now the prophet is now telling you and me here that how beautiful that type the Christian walk today. Amen. That we have to come out from our associates of the world. Now, when God called a man, God doesn't want us to be mixers. When God called for total separation. The call of our father Abraham, remember, it was a supernatural call. And the prophet made us to know that the same way that God called Abraham, supernaturally, he called his seed after him in a supernatural way. Man cannot of his own come to God. He said, because we are born sinners. You are shaped in iniquity. We came to this world speaking lies. And when they said that, you know, God cannot call a man, no, outside of his own natural way. Because why? It was a finished word that God finished before the foundation of the world. But the Bible said, if you are a Christian, but the Bible said, you are a Christian because God called you. May God help us, church. But the Bible made us to know that, look, you know, you have been from the beginning. Before the foundation of the world. That is why Abraham said, God could not, no, you could not, God could not have brought you here or brought me here to be in existence until this time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, when God calls a man, he calls for total separation from worldly associates, from the people that, you know, you are once moving with. Amen. He said now, he said, from our worldly, from our associates of the world, to walk in a, to walk strange to the first land that we walked in. Amen. The first time that, when we are unbelievers, or when you are an unbeliever as an individual, remember the call is an individual call. And the race we are running today is an individual race. We see Father Abraham here, when God called him, but the Bible said it was by election that God called him. It was a supernatural call. It was a sovereign election that made God to call Abraham. Because God foreknew Abraham before the foundation of the world. And everyone that God calls today, God foreknew such ones, man or woman, old or young, boy or girl, before the foundation of the world. And the prophet is now telling you and me here that, you know, when God called a man, like, you know, Abraham is a type here for you and me, it was to separate ourselves completely from the old associates we are working in. We are working with before, to walk alone now with Christ. Now listen to this. And the land, okay? Yes, to walk strange to the first land that we walk in. And the land that we call today is walk in the Christian way. Amen. And God made us to know, when the Holy Ghost calls a man, he calls a man today for complete or total separation. Oh God. Our way of dressing, our way of talking, our way of behavior, whatever it is, maybe one time or the other, you are a smoker, or you are a drunkard, or you are a cheat, or you are a liar, whatever it is. But the man said, maybe you have been going to nightclubs before, but when God calls you now, it is to completely separate yourself from all those associates, all those friends that you are moving in before, the people that you are walking in before. God calls you, because the meaning of church is the called out. Called out from the world, and separated unto Christ, and unto Christ alone. But Abraham made us to know that, look, man cannot do anything of his own. He said, there is nothing you contribute. There is nothing I contribute. It is just the merit of God's grace. It is the merit of God's law. And that's why Christ came to this earth, to die for you and me on the cross of Calvary.
And when he called, he called for total separation from all the old associates. Hallelujah. And Jesus made us know that no man can come to me except my Father, which sent me, draw such. And whosoever heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Bible says, present tense eternal life. And shall no more come to condemnation, but has passed from death unto life. But the man made us to know that you don't know that you hear intellectually. But you had no when you when the call or the hearing is to hear from the heart. Amen. But the man said, not that you hear, not that you just come intellectually or you hear intellectually, but because God spoke to your heart. Praise the Lord. And that's why he said, whosoever heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath eternal life. Not just hearing with ordinary ear. He said, you only look with your eyes and you listen with your ear, but you understand in your heart. Or with your heart. That is what makes a real genuine Christian. That's why the Holy Spirit also told us, look, when a man is born again by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit separates such a person completely unto himself. God help us. Praise be to God. And he did this by faith. Oh my. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, walk in the Christian way. Walk with Christ. Separate ourselves from the things of the world. Amen. Not that today you say you are a believer and tomorrow you are mixing yourself again with other things of the world. No, no, no. It's a complete separation. God help us. And he did that by faith and he sojourned in a strange land. And even knowing where he was, not knowing where he was going. The only thing God said, come out, Abraham, and go into a land. And he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, God help us. That's why the Bible is telling you and me here, we have clouds of witnesses. Amen. They compass us today. And the Bible made us to know that, look, those men of old, when they came out from where they know, from the country from where they came out from, if they had the opportunity, if they have had the mind of going back, they could have done that. But because they were looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, we are not supposed to be looking at the present things. We are to be looking at the future, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because that is our goal today, is Jesus Christ coming again to receive his soul unto himself. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If we look at the scripture, let me look at this scripture here from this chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11. Praise be to God. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's do chapter 11, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he went. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 13 here. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. It didn't stop there. And they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to have returned. Oh my. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, where God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. Amen. The land we are going today is not this type of land. You know, where we are going is a better land. The heavenly kingdom that God has already prepared for his own before the foundation of the world. Oh my. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. That is why Brother Ben is making us to know that, look, you know, we are not reformers. He said, we are gospel preachers. You see, sometimes, you know, when certain utterances is going forth, you begin to wonder. Like the pastor was speaking on Sunday, talking about when you saw you sisters, when you, not you now, but if you are the type, if you are still, you know, in that kind of a condition, that you saw your dress sleeveless, and then you now use from here, from your arm here, down, and then you sew, I mean, what's it called, a nylon something. You are exposing your body. Are you there? But there are ministers today that are compromisers. You see, may God help us, church. What is money? But the man said, I don't want to be popular among you. I want to be honest. The gospel must be preached in total. Whosoever is concerned. Call white, white. Call black, black. Let the sheep fall where it's going to fall. Because why? But the man made us to know, to preach us. He said, look, he said, God has given us this opportunity to preach this gospel. He said, if I refuse to preach it, he said, God will raise up somebody else to preach it. May God help you and me, my brothers and sisters. That is why you oncoming generation of so-called, I will not say so-called, young sisters, as you are growing in the school, what type of friendship are you making? That's where the problem is. Young boys, what type of friendship are you making, especially in higher institutions? Listen, I want you to know this. If you fail to obey the word of God and live by it, not everybody will be like you. There are people that the word of God is having effect upon them. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Abraham obeyed God. He separated himself completely. Amen. But the thing is this. He did not fully obey, because he took Lot along with him. That is why, let me say this. If you are living with a Christian family, maybe your parents are unbelievers, the opportunity you have, oh my, don't miss it now. Oh yes. Because why? If you miss it, that may be your end. Because you don't know. You may leave the environment where the word of God is being preached and go somewhere else. Without revelation, you will compromise. All that you have been hearing will be nothing to you. May that not be your case. Praise be to God. Our prophet made us to know here, we are still speaking on Father Abraham. So, Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. But the man said, he didn't know. He said, now, if that was what we would refer to in the natural, we would say it's an instinct. You would naturally call it, but we call it leadings of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Holy Spirit will never lead any of his children contrary to his word. He will never do it. I say he will never do it. Because the Holy Ghost that wrote the word of God is the word of God himself. God help you and me, my brother, my sister. God called him out from among his people, out of his of his own homeland from his people, and he dwelt in strange lands, professing that he was a pilgrim and a stranger seeking a city or looking for a city. Oh my, how that will come, how that still comes down through his children. That strain of looking for a city whose builder and maker is God is a strain. May God help us. And if God has called you today, you cannot but ask according to the word of God here. Amen? We only admonish ourselves, we'll come back again by the grace of God. May God help us. That look, no, when God called a man, he called for total separation from all unbelief. And to walk strangely contrary to the way you have been walking before. Brother said, it's a Christian walking. Amen? Walking with Christ. And when you walk with Christ, Christ will not lead you contrary to his word. And Christ will never disappoint you at the end of this race, because he did not disappoint those men of old. May God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. May God help each and every one of us. God wants us to stay with his word. God wants us to be obedient children. Because why? It's a strength. Because why? Anyone that God truly called before the foundation of the world, God foreknew such a man or woman, boy or girl, and written his or her name in the Lamb's book of life that was slain before the foundation of the world, then that one can never miss road. Because why? God knows how to lead them. Because as he left Father Abraham here, who is our example? Our father, as a Christian, came out from idol worship. Not because Abraham was a better person. No, but he saw something, a quality in him. And it was already a finished work. When there was sin in the earth, God determined to save man. And the call that God called Abraham was an unconditional covenant. Not if you do this, I will do this. If you do this, I will do this. He said, I've already saved you and your seed after you. That, I believe that should gladden our heart. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Church, may God help us. Praise be to God. It's, the Bible says it is the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So, today, every true son of God, every true daughter of God, they seek for that city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. They are forsaking all, and they are following him. And like Moses, who forsook Egypt, who esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of than the pleasure of Egypt for a season. Was he disappointed? Never. Finally, when he died, angels came and packed his body away. Hundreds and hundreds of years later, he was seen with Jesus Christ and Elias on the Mount of Transfiguration. God does not fail his own children. Brothers and sisters, when we follow him truly with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, with everything that is in us, and we serve him truly and we forsake all, he will never disappoint us. It's a promise, it's a promise. It's a promise. And God can never fail. Believe in God. Taking him at his word. God can never say a thing and recall back his word. My brother, my sister, you oncoming generation, may God help you. Listen, church, God does not speak foolishly like you and me. God means what he says, and he says what he means. Listen, church, God can never lie. His word is ever true. And his word has never failed, and his word today will never fail. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. Listen, when you give your life to Christ, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful, glorious thing. Salvation is a reality. Amen. Not on the merit of what you have done, not on the merit of what I've done, but upon the merit of what Jesus Christ did for you and me on the cross of Calvary. That's why the Bible admonishes us, we should always remember Calvary every day. We must have a, our walk must be Christian walk. Our talking must be Christian talking. Our behavior must be Christian behavior. Our dressing must be Christian dressing. Not that you try to please man or try to please your friends. Never you do it, you'll be disappointed. If you are not careful, you'll be disappointed. Some of you girls, you have dresses at home that you know wear to church. You purposely sew it so that you want to satisfy your flesh. And then you want to wear it, you know, to occasions where believers are not. God is looking to your heart. I know that is not palatable, but that is the truth of the Almighty God anyhow. Hallelujah. Listen, listen, you girls. We want to repeat again tonight. You young girls, let me tell you, you have no right to let any boy whatsoever hug you. Don't do it. It is getting too rampant today among so-called believers. Allowing boys to allow people of opposite to hug them. For what? Push the person away. If you want to fall and hit his head on the ground, let him do it. You must take a stand for the word of God. Because no man has any right to hug you as only your husband. That is the word of God. And you have no right to hug anybody. I don't care how close the person may be to you, your relation. It's happening today in the message. I've determined these days, anywhere I go, if I see so-called believer, even a minister, I will shut him down. That hugs a woman of opposite sex, I will shut him down. Brother, that's not the message. Sister, that's not the message. Any other wants to look at me, let them look at me. May God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. You are hearing these things. Don't let it enter through your right ear and pass away through your left ear. May our heart retain the word of God in our heart. Believing God. We have not started the sermon, but this is the thing, that when God called Father Abraham, he obeyed. He separated himself. No matter what anybody wants to call him. Did anybody offend your wife? Because she is barren. Did anybody offend you? No. I know what I am doing. Abraham took his stand for the word of God. Every true son of God, every true daughter of God, will take their stand for the word of God today. In the school, you take your stand for the word of God. In the community, you take your stand for the word of God. In the environment where you are, in your place of work, you will take your stand for the word of God, no matter what people want to call you. If you're a true child of God, you will take your stand for the word of God. But I said, no matter what ever want to call you. You want to call you a fanatic, let them call you. You want to call you a holy roller, let them call you. But you know, I'm happy. If you want to call me holy roller, call me anything you want to call me. If people want to laugh at you, let them laugh at you. But remember this, blessed are they that are falsely accused for my name's sake. Is that the word of God? That is one of the statements of Jesus Christ on the Sermon of the Mount. He said, because why? Rejoice. And be exceedingly rejoiced, because great is your reward in heaven. Is it man that reward you here? Man may give, man, if you compromise, man may hate you. But over there, when you take your stand for Christ, there's a reward over there. Great is your reward in heaven. But if you deny Jesus Christ here, he said, I also will deny you before my Father and the holy angels. May that not be our portion. Want to hear on that day? Welcome, thou faithful daughter of mine, thou faithful son of mine, thou faithful servant of mine. Enter into the joy of your Lord, which was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. It's just a little admonition. May God help us. Have you truly come out? Have you truly separated yourself? Is this so hard for you to do? Did not Jesus say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Is that scripture? Take my yoke upon me, upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Amen. And you will surely find rest unto your soul. Remember, when you receive the Holy Ghost baptism in your soul, you cease from your worldly works. You cease from your worldly doings. Then God begins to do his work in you in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. When God is speaking, when God is speaking, let us not harden our heart. The word of God may not mean anything to you, but God do speak to his own children. And remember that heaven and earth will pass away. My word shall never return, shall never pass away unfulfilled. And he watches over his word to perform it. Let's meditate upon these things. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. If you block your ear to the word of God, or you see your heart to the word of God, one day over there at judgment bar, you are not going to escape it. It will be laid back to you. God help us. Have you truly heard God deep down in your soul? Or you are only listening to hearing letters? Does the word of the living God really have effect and revelation in your soul? Having its impact, its influence upon your life? Oh my. Let's think on these things, my brothers and my sisters. Let these things not become too common to us. It's a dangerous thing, you know. Remember, the message being broadcast to all. But only the children of God will listen with a spiritual hearing in their soul and to change their life and to make them what they ought to be. Oh, my. To have a real testimony, a real genuine confession. The people of old, as we read in the scripture here, those that profess those things, they knew they are seeking for a city. If they had it, if they have been mindful of the place where they came out of, you hear testimonies of people here, real genuine conversion. It's no more looking back. Have you had the call of God in your soul? Oh, my. I want to call on the pastor to come and commit us into the hands of the Lord.
And Father, we are indeed very grateful again tonight for this opportunity given to us to gather around the message of our day. Your prophet has preached that message, recognizing your day as its message. We have recognized this day. We have recognized the message. Lord Jesus, your prophet said, we do not come into your presence and go away the same way we came. He says, either we go better or go worse. That is when he talks generally. But as for your children, each time we come before your presence, there is something you always do that will make us to go better. Lord, your prophet made it known to us that the oldest Christian among us, say, if you ask him what is his heart desire, he will tell you there is hunger and thirst for more of God in his life. Father, may that be our portion, Lord. May we never reset your word, knowing, oh God, that if we do that, that is the only thing that is ordained to be our help, to be all in all unto us. Because we are your children, we cannot even do that. May you help us, Lord. Thank you, Father. As many as are sick in the body, where the Lord our God are healing all our diseases. Lord, as many as are not yet filled with your spirit, it is a promise you have made. And this promise is to as many as the Lord our God shall call. We believe you called us. Father, fill us with your spirit. Refill us with your spirit. Heal the sick among us. Deliver the oppressed among us. In the name of Jesus Christ. All our heart desire concerning our loved ones, concerning our children, Father, may you bring them to manifestations, Lord. You say we shall be saved and our house. We are claiming all our children for the kingdom of God. Wherever they might be, may the Holy Ghost go after them, O God. Thank you, our Father. Bless your servant that you have graciously used as we leave the entire, the remaining services to us. We come to pray. Lord, may you help us to pray as become a sense, Lord. Forgive all our shortcomings and our failures. May not hinder our fellowship with you as individual again tonight. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You want to...
Father, we are very grateful to you for bringing us together in this, on the sheep food that you have made available for us at this end time. We are very grateful for the revelation of your plan, our program concerning our lives in the midst of several strange voices that were in the land. Father, we are very grateful. We are thankful. Lord Jesus, the blessings that we have received from the service again tonight, we ask that they be permanent in our lives. We don't want to be forgetful hearers. We want to be hearers and doers of your word. After you are giving us the grace to hear your word, Master, may you give us more grace to be able to be the doer of the same. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We are praying right from the platform to the pews. You know each and every one of us. Lord Jesus, you know what our needs are, be it physical, be it material, be it financial, be it spiritual most especially. Lord Jesus, you have promised. We know you don't do your work halfway. That is why your word says you are the author, a finisher of our faith. You have started with us. May you continue to perfect all that concerneth us, O God. Perfect all that concerneth husbands. Perfect all that concerneth wives. Perfect all that concerneth children. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We thank you for the opportunity given to us to pray over the existing requests and the one that we are reading. Our Master, you have taught us that whatsoever things we desire when we pray, ask them in prayer, we should believe that we have received them, and then shall we have them. As we be living to go back home, we are going with that assurance in our hearts that once again you have listened to our individual requests, and we are in expectation for the manifestation of the answers to such requests. Thank you, Father. We be pleasing unto you, we sit here by Friday. Gather us in our number, Lord, for the breaking of bread and faith worship. Grant it, Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Where by the time we dismiss, by whichever means, we are going back to our homes, those who will trek, those who will climb Okada, those who will go home with private vehicle. May your protection be upon every one of us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Replenish your servant that was graciously used again tonight, Lord. Take all the glory and honor and all the activities that is before us, both wedding and burial and other things. May you be with us, O God. May you see us too, Father. May your protection both day and night be upon us. If we have to travel or that the rain fall or sunshine, may we enjoy your presence, O Father. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. The children that we anointed and pray for, we pray, O God, as you have promised, may they be well for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with all faith at thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. This is the funeral arrangements of Papa I was looking at another name here, though they look alike, but they are very different, so I have to seek for clearance. Papa Onosoya that passed on in Ijebuode, it will be on the 7th and on the 8th of March that the burial will take Ijebuode. This one is a wedding that is coming up at Isabel Kutana. It's going to be on Saturday 16, 2024, 10:30 a.m. That is Pastor Elijah, Priestess Sarah Osho, and the children, that's Olabisi Esther Osho, and Oluwatosi Mike Akiyemi. So they are both going to be on the board. Let's be in prayers for his protection, for going out and coming in, because the nation is becoming. But God knows his own, and we believe he continue to protect us. Praise be to God. On Friday, by the grace of God, we'll be coming for the Lord's Supper and the feet washing. Praise be to God. Shall we rise? Yeah. We have those ones as visitors. We have Brother John from Dabiri Church. Brother John, God bless you. Yeah, you're welcome. We have Brother Willie. God bless you, Brother Willie. Our greetings to your pastors when you go back to your assembly. When the day is done,